Let's turn next to the taxing and spending power. The taxing and spending power is another plenary power of Congress. Congress may tax and spend for the general welfare. Now let's talk for a moment about the general welfare clause. Just as I said moments ago about necessary and proper clause, it is not an independent source of power. And if you see it on the multi-state standing by itself, it's a wrong answer. What the general welfare clause does do, if it's going to be a correct answer, it limits the taxing and spending power. It limits the taxing and spending power. Now, under the spending power, Congress can attach strings to grants of money. And let me show you, illustrating with a case, how this works. This is the case of Oklahoma versus U.S. Civil Service Commission. Congress said to the state of Oklahoma, "We are not going to grant you federal highway funding for your roads in Oklahoma, no money for federal highway funding, unless your state highway commissioner resigns." So this grant of federal money was conditioned upon the resignation of the state highway commissioner. Congress was attaching strings to grants of money. Is that constitutional? Yes. And to summarize it, what you can say about this spending power is that Congress can regulate indirectly where it cannot legislate directly. Congress can regulate indirectly by attaching strings where it cannot legislate directly. It couldn't pass a law to remove this person, but it conditions grants of money on his resignation, and that is a way in which Congress can regulate indirectly. Now, if you see the word appropriation on your multi-state exam, understand that most federal appropriations derive from the spending power. That is their source. So the examiners are testing you on taxing and spending power generally when they use the word appropriation. Now, as far as taxing power, there's one rule. It's very short and very simple. A federal tax is valid if the dominant intent is fiscal. A federal tax is valid if the dominant intent is fiscal. In other words, if that federal tax raises revenue, you can read through a page full of facts and none of it really matters. You just want to go to an answer choice that says constitutional. If the dominant intent is fiscal or revenue raising, uphold a federal tax. Very clear, straightforward rule.